pleased to be joined on the line right now by Chris Borkerton, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie Mackenzie. Chris, we're coming up on a new year here, and I believe the next session of Parliament does start up at the end of the month here. So I guess the first question I got for you today, sir, is what are kind of some of your kind of big priorities going into this year here?
Well, obviously, many of my priorities will be no secret. I mean, I've continued to be a strong advocate for the Peace Country in Ottawa and will continue to be that. But obviously, with the Prime Minister announcing some of his intentions, obviously they're raising some significant alarm bells here in the Peace Country. Obviously, there's been attempts to move forward with gun legislation that would really undermine the legal gun ownership in Canada. We have been fighting that in Ottawa. We'll continue to do that. But more recently, the Prime Minister has announced his intention to move forward on what he's calling his just transition plan for energy workers. And what this appears, I mean, we haven't seen the legislation yet, but what it appears like is this is another attack by this Prime Minister and Liberal government on Alberta's energy sector. We know that the Prime Minister has had an ideological opposition to the energy sector. He opposes the wealth that it brings in and the jobs that it creates here in the Peace Country and throughout Alberta and much of the western provinces. And he has been attacking it for years. And this just seems like it's another one of those attempts. And obviously, I'm going to be there on the forefront fighting this legislation when it is brought forward.
And I know some things that I've definitely heard from people around here on that kind of sort of the just transition legislation, if you will, is on, it's just exactly how is it going to work? Are they going to be training these workers to work in like other like energy sectors? What kind of some things that you've heard from people on this?
Well, this is the problem, is there's absolutely no certainty. There's no explanation as to what the rationale for this is. Obviously, what I'm hearing from energy companies, what I'm hearing from the sector is that there's massive demand for new jobs, new training within the sector, within the industry. We're seeing not only demand from the existing sector, but we know that there's countries around the world that's looking to Canada to supply clean and efficient, affordable energy for countries like Japan, like Europe. Obviously, so many countries trying to wean themselves off dependence on places like Russia and other unstable places around the world, looking to Canada to supply those energy needs. And we believe that there's a huge opportunity for Canada to double down on building our energy sector, making it the greenest energy sector in the world, making it the most efficient, making it providing affordable energy, not only for Canadians, but people around the world that are in desperate need of it. I believe more than ever, we actually need to do completely the opposite of what Justin Trudeau is suggesting. We shouldn't be shutting down the energy sector here in Alberta. We should actually be expanding it at a time when there's a massive demand for it, a great opportunity for Albertans for generations to come, and obviously great opportunities for jobs and obviously the wealth and taxes that come as a result of it. So I just think that the Prime Minister's off base on this, quite frankly. It probably doesn't matter what he's included in it. It will still be under his ideological lens of shutting down the energy sector, and I'm just going to oppose those efforts. What I'm going to do is move towards a plan that I believe will be the most technologically advanced energy sector here in Canada, and develop opportunities for Canadians for generations to come in that sector.
Another topic that certainly a big concern from people is on certainly with the inflation, cost of living. A lot of people out there really trying to watch their spending. But the point that I know, I think you made a post on your Facebook page recently, is around the fact that the federal government is kind of doing the opposite, where a lot of their spending has really gotten a lot of attention. What are some concerns you have on that front?
Well, it's just such hypocrisy from this Liberal government. It's telling Canadians that it's time that Canadians got their fiscal house in order. The finance minister's been out there telling Canadians that they need to cut off unnecessary spending at a time when the federal government is engaging in unprecedented wasteful spending. And obviously, we know that when the government engages in wasteful spending and prints money to create more currency so that they can spend more, we know that Canadians pay for that twice. Obviously, Canadians have to pay that back All the debt needs to be paid back by Canadians paying increases in taxes. In addition, it fuels inflation when the government prints money and spends it and pushes more money into the economy, chasing fewer and fewer goods. That is what effectively causes inflation. And so the Prime Minister's plan that he's been engaging in really is to exacerbate the problem. And I believe that's, you know, it's time for us to get a handle on inflation. Canadians can't afford it. They can't afford the higher taxes that will come as a result of it either. And, you know, it's time for governments to really take responsibility for their spending and do what they're telling Canadians to do.
And of course, the government we have at the moment, was the Liberal government we got from the last federal election in 2021. It's now 2023, and 2 years seems to be about the kind of average length of time for minority governments in this country. That has raised some speculation that we may be going to the polls for a federal election at some point this year. I guess if that does happen, are you prepared for that possibility if it does come to pass?
You know, we have been seeing kind of the warning signs that we may be into an election before we thought. Obviously, the Prime Minister, along with the NDP, have made a coalition plan that was supposed to last until 2025. We never thought that either of those parties should trust one another, and clearly we didn't believe that it would last until then. But what we're surprised by is how quickly that coalition seems to be unraveling. And the demands from each respective party seem to be falling on deaf ears, and there seems to be a growing sense that there may be an election because they just can't get along and can't seem to figure out how to move forward. And so we are prepared for an election. My team here locally is we've got money in the bank. We've got our plan in place. I've also been working with our party nationally to make sure that we've got candidates in every single riding in this country prepared to run, prepared to win. And I believe that we're better positioned than we ever have in recent history for a federal election if it's called this year.
Yes, that'll be certainly interesting to follow coming up in the next little bit. Chris Warkentin, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie-Mackenzie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Kyle.